Okay, good morning, everybody. So, Revi of the Chukosai is Arachin and Tamura. Now, last year we spoke about Tamura, so I want to talk a little bit about Arachin. Fascinating thing about Arachin is that it's not Alpidamin, as Rashi notes, it's just Zachar Nekeva Shanim. In other words, it's all dependent on sort of like these objective criterion about the individual who's Marich. So again, the fascinating point, it's different than Nedarim in that way, or Dami Alai, or Tamei Ploni Alai. It sort of has to do with like this, inalienable quality, Nefashos, as the Pasuk says, Ki Afli Neder Bergecha Nefashos LaHashem. So I want to deal with one halacha in particular that drew Rashi's attention. V'imachu Meir Kecha. So whatever it is, if the person isn't capable of paying what the erech nefashos is, again based on gender and age, so the kohen has to make an assessment, and it's all predicated on what the person's means are. But there is an outer boundary beyond which the kohen can't go. Rashi cites it. Right, so the Kohen should organize things, be misader, in accordance with a person's means. If he yashir lo, al kolpanim, the Kohen has to leave kedei chayov. What does that mean? Mita, right? He can't take his bed, a kar, v'keses, right? Bedding, pillows, linen, etc. Uchlei umnus. Im hayachamar, mashir lo chamoro. Right, his means of earning a livelihood, of making a living. It's very reminiscent, right, of the halach and Sefer Dvarim in Parashas Ki Seitzei, lo yachavol rechayim varachev ki nefesh hu chovel, right, in terms of mashkon and, pikdonos, we have an outer boundary point. Again, kliumanus ki nefesh hu chovel. So I guess like the typical way of looking at this, maybe even the conventional wisdom would be to say, all right, so, this is sort of a carve-out. These are assets which are protected, under this statute. Meidach, and this is the way I would prefer to say it, it's not a question of protected assets at all. But the point is, this person has been marich his nefesh to Hashem. And literally, that means a certain sum of money, as the Torah assessed it. It's very fascinating to look in the Meforshim, by the way, to see what they think, the Shloshim Shakel of the Nekeva corresponds to, that's somehow affiliated with, Lala Meisha, the, Knas for an Eved Knani. The different theories as to where these numbers came from, but what's important for now is that the Torah, legislated these numbers, and he can't come up with it, or she can't come up with it, whatever the case may be. So really, everything is nitpas, everything becomes part of this neder. So, why should these be exceptions? Again, if you don't want to take the approach that they're protected assets, what I would say the following is that a person who's marich nefesh is giving his whole worth or her whole worth to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they can't provide it, financially. So the reason that we're mashir lo kedei chayev, kar keses, mita, klei umnos, is because those are also means of consecrating oneself to Hashem. It's the halacha respects the fact that, as a human being, you giving your soul to Hashem means, within the outer boundaries of human physicality. A person needs to sleep, mita, kar, v'keses, and a person needs to survive, yimein kema achin Torah, at minimum. So these assets, it's like protected assets, so they're outside of the neder. Maybe they're even bichlal the neder, but the point is to be makdish yourself to Hashem. To be makdish yourself to Hashem means to dedicate yourself entirely. When a person is sleeping, al pi the Rambam in Hilchos Deos Perigimel, or the Ramban in Ve'oso Sa'avod, so ke'evet akane mishari sifnei rabu tamid b'chol eis. Right, so these are things that are used specifically to be able to sustain oneself for the purpose of serving Hashem. So again, without unless one wants to go in terms of the protected assets, one can simply say no. Of course, all of one's assets are subject to the neder, but those elements, the mita karvikeses klei umnos, they're already spoken for in terms of being hekdesh of a different sort. Right, the person is using them so that they can have the basis of serving Hashem. Person needs to sleep. A human being can't do without sleep. That's why it's a form of torture, sleep deprivation. And the same thing in terms of, gainful employment. These are not optional things. A person needs to be able to sustain themselves. So these are all, bichlal the neder, I would say, of berkecha nefasho slashem. Masher lo kedei chayev is just a melitza, according to this approach. But what it really means is that, everything that a person has is subject to being consecrated to Hashem. But, mita, karev, kesef, klei, umnos, those things are already spoken for. They can't be diverted. It would be senseless to divert them, to the, or their value to the Beis HaMikdash. Sell your bed so you can give money to, Hekdesh. How would that further the interest of serving Hashem? The interest of serving Hashem are for you to do it every single day. And then in addition to that, you're giving this financial sum.